Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. A crazy story, I think it's fair to say.
Yes.
A tantalizing story that involves all kinds of cultural themes.
Frustrating story in some ways.
And frustrating because we don't really know what's going on. First, there was a postponement of the Quran burning, as we talked about in the newscast.
Well, first a cancellation, right?
Right. Cancellation because there was a deal on the Lower Manhattan mosque, but then nobody else knows about this deal but Terry Jones. In any case, he's now got plans on hold, and we'll find out more today. President Obama will no doubt refer to this or maybe dodge the question at his news conference later today.
And then military officials are expected to speak as well, as I understand.
We thought this was an opportunity to take a look at a book as an object. Certainly using a book as an object to burn and then inflame an entire sort of cultural religious group is what Terry Jones is trying to do here, or has succeeded to do, no matter what he's trying to do, has some historical connotations.
It has historical echoes, that's for sure.
There's also this interesting narrative of what is a church. A church constitutes a different kind of object in Christianity than it does in Islam, than it does in Judaism.
Yes.
So to look at these themes among all of the peoples of the book, because that's really the participants in this controversy that's playing itself out in Florida and in New York, we've asked a sort of student and master to join us, Reza Aslan, contributing editor at The Daily Beast. He's author of No God But God, Beyond Fundamentalism, and How to Win a Cosmic War, God, Globalization, and the End of the War on Terror. Reza, good morning and welcome back to the program. Reza?
Yes, can you hear me? Good
yes,
morning.
Yes, again, good morning. Also, Harvey Cox, the Hollis Research Professor of Divinity at Harvard University, he joins us. Professor Cox, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I understand Reza actually was your student at one point.
Yes, he was. A very good one, too.
Well, let's get both of your voices involved here. Reza, as you look at this situation, what is the history of the Quran as an object that can be desecrated in some way and thereby inflame all Muslims? Because that's really not the case for the Bible and Christians.
Well, you have to understand that Muslims have a different relationship to the Quran than Christians do to the New Testament. It's actually very much like what the relationship between Jews and the Torah, in that they believe that the scripture is actually endowed with the spirit of the divine. In other words, the very words on the page, the letters themselves, have the power of God in them. And so the desecration of the book, the physical book, is in some ways an act of blasphemy towards the divine. That's quite different, of course, than the way that many Christians view the New Testament.
Professor Harvey Cox, Terry Jones says, we're not hurting anyone, we're just burning a book. Does the different relationship between Christians and the Bible make it difficult for Americans perhaps to understand exactly what the provocation is here?
Well, I think it does, and I think that Ross is right that the equivalent here is not the Bible and the Quran. The Quran is more like the figure of Jesus, and the Bible is the secondary interpretation of the figure of Jesus Christ himself. So it doesn't have quite the central position in Christianity that the Quran has for Muslims. It's also important that to realize that the Quran, at least the Muslims believe, is one voice. It's the voice of God, given to Muhammad. Whereas the Bible the word means library. It's a collection of dozens and dozens of different kinds of literature, dating over hundreds of years, bound together in one particular book. But it's different in its nature from the Quran. There have been Bible burnings in the past,
sure.
People who have done that, but this is the first time I know of a Quran burning.
So are you saying that for Christians to truly understand the meaning of this, the meaning of the burning of the Quran, they'd have to imagine the burning of an image of Jesus Christ?
Like a cross burning or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, even more, yes, that would get closer.
Harvey Cox, let's talk a little bit about the church, and I want to get back to you, Reza, as well. The idea of the church is different in Christianity than in Islam and Judaism. And I remember growing up in the Christian church, hearing that the church is everywhere. It doesn't constitute an actual building. That's also distinct from these other peoples of the book. Harvey?
Yeah, well, I think that's true. You can ask Grace, of course, about the understanding of the ummah, the congregation, the people who constitute the Islamic faith. There are some similarities between the worldwide church, let's say, as the body of Christ, and the ummah in Islam. They're similar in that respect. And both of them are very diverse. There are all kinds of branches and sects within them. They're not uniform.
So, Reza, is the moving of a mosque more significant in some sense than the moving of a church to Muslims?
No, quite the contrary. A mosque is not a temple. It's not a holy place. There's nothing sacred about a mosque. Mosque comes from the word masjid, which literally means a gathering place. In other words, anywhere where more than two Muslims come together in order to pray is by definition a mosque, which is why calling the Park 51 Project, the Islamic Community Center in Lower Manhattan, a mosque is incorrect. Yes, there is amongst these 13 floors an empty open space where Muslims can pray, and yes, by definition, that would be considered a mosque, but really the project itself is much more like a YMCA than anything else. And this term mosque at Ground Zero, which was deliberately used in order to inflame passions against this project, is definitely an incorrect way of thinking about it.
Well, we should note that there was a Quran burning in Washington, D.C. back in 2008, so Terry Jones isn't the first to use the Quran as a provocation. Harvey Cox, before we go, where do you think this moment is headed?
Well, I hope it's headed towards some kind of a learning moment for a lot of people in this country to realize how important the Quran is to Muslims, and I hope it's also instructive that hundreds and thousands of Christian and Jewish religious leaders have urged this gentleman not to burn the Quran, and that would be an indication to Muslims around the world and to Christians as well that this is just not something that you should do, and I certainly hope and pray he doesn't do it.
All right. Well, your voice is joined by a lot of people who will be watching, including the president, who I think will have words about this later on today. Harvey Cox is the Hollis Research Professor of Divinity at Harvard University. Reza Aslan, contributing editor at The Daily Beast, author of No God But God, Beyond Fundamentalism, and How to Win a Cosmic War. Thanks so much to you both.
Thank you.